CRI News, I'm Won Jie. The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution to cut off funds for the Islamic State group in a firm move by the international community to fight terrorism. The Council voted 15-0 to adopt the new resolution, jointly drafted by the United States and Russia. Measures such as an asset freeze, travel ban, and arms embargo will be taken against the terrorist group that controls large swathes of Syria and Iraq, including oil and gas fields. The resolution was adopted by the 15-nation UN body at an open meeting chaired by U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew, whose country holds the rotating council presidency for December. The Chinese Defense Ministry has expressed strong opposition to U.S. government's authorization of $1 billion arms sales to Taiwan. Defense Ministry spokesperson Yang Yujun urged the U.S. to revoke the sale in a press release on Thursday, saying U.S. wrongdoing will inevitably harm China-U.S. military relations. Yang pointed out that the U.S. has violated the three China-U.S. joint communiques, under which the U.S. promised to gradually reduce and eventually stop the arms sales to Taiwan. Earlier, China's Vice Foreign Minister, Zheng Zeguang, summoned Kai Li, chargé d'affaires at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, to make solemn representations to the U.S. over the deal. Under the deal, the U.S. will sell two guided missile frigates, anti-tank missiles, and other military equipment to Taiwan. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has held a welcoming ceremony for his Russian counterpart, Dmitry Medvedev, for the 20th China-Russia Prime Minister's regular meeting in Beijing. Both leaders have witnessed the signing of over 30 bilateral cooperation documents on Thursday, covering energy, investment, finance, and high technology sectors. Earlier this week, the Russian Prime Minister has attended the annual meeting of Shanghai Cooperation Organization in Zhengzhou and the ongoing World Internet Conference in Wuzhen. A high-level advisory committee for the World Internet Conference's Organizing Committee Secretariat has been established. The committee aims to promote international cooperation and exchanges in the internet sector. The advisory committee is expected to invite world leaders in the online sector to offer advice for the WIC and to contribute ideas for the development of the internet in China. The committee has held its first meeting on the sidelines of the second WIC in Wuzhen with Jack Ma, founder of China's internet giant Alibaba, and Fatih Shahadi, president and CEO of ICANN, as co-chairman. The WIC Organizing Committee Secretariat has invited 31 leading internet figures from governments, enterprises, academic institutions, and technological communities to be members of the first high-level advisory committee. A UN brokered agreement has been signed by delegates from Libya's warring factions aiming to form a national unity government. Under the deal, a 9-member presidential council will form a government with the current eastern-based House of Representatives as the main legislature and a state council as a second consultative chamber. The country has been deeply fractured for 4 years since Muammar Gaddafi's fall, with a self-declared government in Tripoli and an internationally recognized one in the east. International Monetary Fund chief Christine Lagarde has been ordered to stand trial in France over her role in a 2008 arbitration ruling that handed 400 million euros to a French business magnate. Lagarde, who was French finance minister at the time, denied wrongdoing in a statement issued Thursday and said she had ordered her lawyers to appeal the decision. She has maintained her innocence since the investigation began in 2011. If convicted, she could be sentenced to 1 year in prison. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that the country's economic crisis peak has passed, with signs of stability already shown in the second quarter of this year. This comes as President Putin opened his annual year-end news conference on Thursday. During the press conference, Putin called the downing of the Russian jet last month by Turkey a hostile act, saying that he saw no prospect of ties improve with Turkey as of now. When it comes to the Syrian crisis, Putin stresses that the country's position on future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has not changed. For CRI News, this is Wen Jie.